This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Explore the trails at Sand Creek Conservation Area on an Independence Day hike on Saturday, July 3rd at 10 a.m. Join a naturalist to walk along the Paris-Springfield Road, one of the earliest roads in central Illinois. This historic road linked Paris, Illinois, and Springfield, Illinois, and was traveled by Abraham Lincoln. Part of it is now preserved in the trail system at Sand Creek. This program is free and for all ages, but you must pre-register online by noon on Friday, July 2nd. Richland Community College, in partnership with the Macon County Health Department, will be offering COVID vaccine clinics during June, July, and August for both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. The Pfizer vaccine will be offered to those ages 12 or older, and a parent or guardian must be present for ages 12 to 17. Richland students enrolled for summer or fall 2021 who receive the vaccine at the clinic or show their vaccine card fully vaccinated will receive a $50 credit to the Richland Cafe. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Taking action to fight crime. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is President Biden's plan today, ready to unveil a strategy to deal with rising crime in the U.S.
Shootings are already on the rise in a number of major U.S. cities. New York up 64%, shots fired in Los Angeles up 51%, Chicago is up 15%, and an eye-popping number coming out of Portland with shooting incidents up 126%.
Fox's Caroline Shively. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki points of at people pulling a trigger.
We believe that a central driver of violence is gun violence and is the use of guns.
The president plans executive actions to hold gun dealers responsible for violating federal laws and gun trafficking and guns involved in crimes, and he will direct federal resources to help local law enforcement and support community-based violence intervention. A plan to reform election laws stalls at the Senate. Republicans blocked it, their leader Mitch McConnell.
What this is really about is an effort for the federal government to take over the way we conduct elections in this country.
But Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is vital to undo GOP-led state voting law changes.
The most sweeping voter suppression efforts in at least 80 years.
A Virginia school board that's dealt with angry parents over COVID restrictions got an earful last night on other issues. Fox's Evan Brown explains live.
Yeah, Dave, Tuesday night school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia grew chaotic. One man trying to speak was tackled by deputies. Parents were trying to express displeasure over transgender bathroom policy and critical race theory. Parent Rachel Pisani was there.
We had 250 people signed up to speak. They only allowed not even 50. And if we didn't agree with their policies, they cut us off.
Now, the district insists they do not employ critical race theory in curricula, Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But you cruise through challenges. You need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax. Every minute, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. Watch people like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, or free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax now, America's trusted news source.
A CDC committee will meet today to consider a possible COVID vaccine side effect in mostly younger males, heart inflammation. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zeit says younger Americans are more wary of the shots, not getting them, dragging down the overall percentage.
We think it'll take a few extra weeks to get to 70% of all adults with at least one shot, with the 18 to 26-year-olds factored in.
In Houston, some people are out of a job because they didn't get a vaccine.
A spokesperson for Houston Methodist Hospital System says 153 employees who refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19 resigned during a two-week suspension period or were fired Tuesday. Most of those employees filed a lawsuit challenging the vaccine requirement, but a judge threw the case out earlier this month, telling them to look for work elsewhere if they don't like the requirement. The plaintiffs have already appealed the ruling. The hospital system demanded workers complete their immunization by June 7th. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Britney Spears takes center stage today in a courtroom. over a financial arrangement that's gotten toxic.
Britney Spears is virtually addressing a courtroom, speaking to a judge about her conservatorship. The pop star's battles with her father over control took on a new level of interest from fans following the release of the documentary Framing Britney Spears, which sparked renewed interest in the hashtag Free Britney. Her father currently serves as a co-conservator of the singer's estate alongside an outside financial group. He was put in charge after the singer's public breakdown in 2007. Fans have expressed concerns that her father abused what was meant to be a temporary arrangement. Spears' lawyers have said she would no longer perform as long as her father was in charge. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up the morning after the Nasdaq's record high. In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns burned the LA Clippers by 1 point on a game-winning shot with 1 second left, going up 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Street.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high just over 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny, and a high near 86. And then for Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high of 96, wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour, and we might see up to 2 inches of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06, and this look at your weather is brought to you by Carriage Crossing Senior Living, scenic urban living in a nurturing environment.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, June 23rd edition of Byers & Company. We'll say goodbye to Dr. Paul Frigo, leaving for the next phase in his career from District 61, and Tanya Andrews from Crossing Healthcare coming up next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Nick, are you familiar with Atlas Obscura?
Yeah.
Lindsay's writing about that in the refresh this morning, and some of the cool things that we have found around the world. And I had forgotten all about this place that we went to in Hawaii. It's the Raelian UFO Peace Park that has been grown over with weeds, and it took us forever to find it.
Yeah, I remember you guys talking about that, and I did a little reading after that, because I like this UFO stuff that's happening. I'm not, like, nutty about it, but it's of interest to me, so I was interested.
Yeah, and the Westboro Baptist Church, and as Lindsay points out, you don't go there to see that, because that's a hateful, horrible, awful, these big banners, like, everything wrong in the world. But right across the street...
Yep.
Is the Equality House that's painted in Rainbow Pride colors and has a big Black Lives Matter flag right in the shadow of
right there
that hatred.
Yep.
It's sort of the dichotomy to me of like social media in like
it's
personified.
Exactly right. Yeah.
But anyway, you can read about it in the refresh if you're a subscriber. If you're not, go to the opt-in page at nowdecatur.com. You get that weekly Monday through Friday at around 8 a.m. and then Saturday at 9 a.m. So you get six of those a week. There's great stuff in there. All right, so Dr. Paul Frigo joins us this morning. Paul, first of all, thank you for being with us. Good to have you with us this last time. How long, talk to me about your first time that we met. How many years ago was that?
That was 4 years ago, believe it or not, Brian.
All right.
I was thinking about that last night. It was 4 years ago.
All right.
Unbelievable.
So if you would have been an incoming freshman, this would be your graduation.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Put it into perspective. All right. So before we talk about the next phase for you, Look back over those 4 years. What are you proudest of? What do you, you cling to? What will you take with you as great memories?
The great memories, first of all, Brian, is when we first met, what we did for an entire group of kids from sixth grade to visit the Farm Progress Show and all the inertia and energy that was created by that step in our, as far as ramping up ag programming with the donation of Mr. Buffett. And what we have now is ag academies at both high schools. We have a burgeoning farm at Stephen Decatur Middle School. It's just really grown over the last 4 years, and I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of the partnerships we continue to forge with Crossings. For example, we have the mobile health clinic, which will be out and about again this fall. I'm proud of the curriculum we put in place for math and English language arts, and we were making good strides in our cohorts, gaining and learning pre-COVID, and we hope we can re-ramp that up this fall and moving forward. But so those are some of the highlights that come to mind when you think about the last 4 years.
All right. And when you decided to move on, how much of that had to do with, I mean, it's been a rough couple of years. I mean, you guys had the TA strike, which strikes happen everywhere. That's not, I mean, if you're going to be in education, that's a potential. But that was a lot of negative that really kind of stalled some momentum of positivity. And then something no one's seen in 100 years, you know, puts you right where every school district's having to deal with this around the world. You know, how much of that, you know, maybe caused you to think about a change of scenery a little bit?
Well, probably a little bit, Brian, but it was just a good opportunity to get a little bit. I missed my family and my wife a little more than I thought I would. I know that sounds weird, but to get an opportunity to get back closer to home, serve more kids, 3,000 more kids that I'm serving in Decatur, those things were enticing. And so that opportunity came along. It was a very difficult decision because I love Decatur. I love the community of Decatur. And I think the school district's poised for some great strides moving forward once we get all our kids back in the building and start working with them again.
All right. Do you really feel, I feel like the future is a little unknown. I'm not pessimistic about it, but, you know, you've got a brand new board, which may be great, maybe not. I don't think we'll know for a while. There's going to have to be a superintendent search. You know, kids haven't been in the classroom, you know, in over a year. You're coming back a little bit towards the end. I'm glad to hear that you're optimistic. I hope that's right.
Well, we have a lot of resources available for us, Brian, to keep positive inertia going forward. Last night we presented, because of CARES money for this next year, we're going to be able to have an extended day program where parents can bring their kids in the morning before school and kids can stay till 5:30. And get more academic support, interventions, acceleration, as well as some physical activity. We have expanded summer school. So I think we have a good opportunity with the resources available through CARES for the next couple years to really get things moving in the back to a new direction. A new board, a new superintendent should also bring some energy and new ideas to build on what we currently have. So, yes, I'm optimistic moving forward, primarily because the team we have in place here and the resources this district will have available moving forward to support our students.
All right. Now, you know what this search process is like. And from my just outside looking in, I mean, this could be quite a while. I mean, just the way the timing of this works. I mean, do you think we'll have a superintendent here anytime soon?
Yes, the board is aware of the urgency. One of them said last night, we get now that we've approved the search firm officially last night, we need to get started right away. I think, you know, if they can get somebody in place before winter break, that would be very positive, and that allow that person to periodically come in the spring to really get things jump started moving forward.
You know, you're talking that's a year, you know, or almost.
Well, it's actually only about 5-6 months, really.
Well, if you say land here in the spring to get things ready, I mean, you know, yeah.
I mean, getting the superintendent hired and identified before winter break, before Christmas, would be a really good thing.
All right. Well,
and you should have a good candidate pool for that.
We'll see what happens. Do you feel like public education was able, and I know the word's overused, I mean, did you guys do a good job pivoting through this pandemic as a whole, and what did you learn, and what will change forever?
What we learned is we're going to have to be more skilled at utilizing technology with instruction, because this is going to happen again at some point where we're going to have something occur where we have to go virtual. I think we also learned that if we expand our opportunities for our parents to get involved, they do want to be involved. And so I think we're going to utilize technology, Zoom, Google Meets, whatever it may be, to allow parents to participate more in parent-teacher conferences or meeting with teachers or those type of things. I think we'll expand that. And I think we've also learned that all of us need more PD in the area of technology and how to utilize it for instruction, as well as planning our work ahead.
All right. Well, listen, Paul, I really do mean this. I wish you nothing but the best, and I hope the next phase of your career is incredibly successful for you and your family and your happiness, and I've enjoyed the 4 years.
Likewise, Brian, and I always appreciate your support of the district, and when we messed up, you were more than fair with that, and so just keep your positive mindset about how you, the great things you do for Decatur as well, and it's been a pleasure knowing you and working with you.
All right, Paul Frigo, best of luck, and thank you for being with us today. Truly a really nice guy.
Yeah, I've gotten to know Paul, and I've enjoyed talking to him. He's so friendly, and I think his heart is always pointed in the right direction. He truly did care the whole time, and they had challenges, and he just said in the last sentence or so, you know, they messed up sometimes, you know, and it wasn't usually ever from him. It wasn't out of malice, you know, they were trying really hard, and our school district improved over the 4 years, I would say. Significantly.
Yeah. Having an open mind to new things is the key. I'm grateful to him for that. I mean, you know, we've been knocking around the door of this ag idea for several superintendents.
Yeah.
So whatever you think, he certainly gets credit for that. I think what the pandemic taught me about bureaucracy and institutions is they don't adapt. It's very hard for them to turn on a dime.
Yeah.
And part of that is just what it is. But part of it is also this one size fits all kind of approach to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see that with different teachers and different buy-in and not much buy-in and, about adapting.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know how much of that you can blame or give credit even, you know, to people going through this for the first time.
Right. I mean, and, you know, at the very beginning, and this isn't just for education, it's for all things, we're looking at it and going, let's see if we can ride this out. This shouldn't be but a few months, couple of weeks, few months. And then when you start to get in the thick of things, it's like, all right, well, now we're looking back. It's been 3 months, 4 months. This is real. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, and with the size and scope, it's not as easy to pivot in the school like I was in. It's easier to do that when it's one building with limited people, but you have multiple facilities, multiple age groups, transportation, all these different factors. It was unbelievably cumbersome.
Absolutely. So you had to have some grace. You know, it's tough when they're self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, those stink.
Yeah. But overall, my memories of Paul will be a very nice man that was open to ideas, and we got some stuff done.
Yeah.
And in a positive way.
Yeah, I would say so. Look at the buildings. You know, before he's got about a week left of work or something, but look at the buildings as you pull out of town. I mean, Eisenhower.
Oh, that wasn't Paul.
I know they were before, yeah. But I mean, look, they're still pristine. And look at Johns Hill.
I know. I mean, you got to be careful. Paul gets credit for Johns Hill.
Johns Hill.
Larry Davis gets credit for Eisenhower and MacArthur.
I'm saying we're in good shape. We're headed in even better shape.
Yeah, I just hope that District 61 as a whole, you know, we've got one more year there as far as vested interest in student side of things, but that they realize a lot of this change was outside driven in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a whole committee that helped Gloria pass that referendum to do those things. The Jerry Dawson, you know, Public Service Institute, the Duane Andreas Ag Academy, those initiatives started from the outside.
Right.
And they've got to be able to internally pivot and adapt and move into the new. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they will. Because the bureaucracy thing, man, I'm telling you, part of it is because it is what it is. It's not a private business, and it can't be. You got 9,000 kids dropped off your doorstep every day, and your job is to educate them. And right. It isn't one size fits all. But part of it is there is a bureaucratic mindset that people get into, and the more you get into it, it almost takes something of a pandemic level to get you out of it.
Right.
And I'm not talking about just District 61. I mean, just that's, anything bureaucratic.
Sure.
I mean, we were talking about the difficulties of just small companies getting out of the mindset of what work is and all the, now take that times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're
saying. Then put in union contracts and everything else. And yeah, pivot, it becomes a swear word.
Right.
All right, here's your Atlas Obscura thing as you're hitting the Rome zone that you might want to take a look at. Did you know that in Lincoln, Illinois, when was the last time you were in Lincoln, Illinois?
Oh, man, it's been a while. I think I went over there to pick up something at a store within the last year.
Okay. There are two things on top of the old Lincoln Firehouse, one of great interest. There's still a phone booth on the roof, like an actual stand-up Clark Kent emerges as Superman phone booth.
Oh, cool.
Perched atop of the building, which you can see from the street.
Okay.
And it's on 700 Broadway Street in Lincoln, Illinois. And during the 1960s, weather prediction technology was not what it is today.
I was wondering. Okay, so I thought it was out of function.
It's not known exactly who decided to marry the two things on the roof of the Lincoln Firehouse. So basically, there could be a spotter of bad weather elements while talking on the phone directly to someone about getting the information out.
That's what I pictured when you said that. I pictured somebody like leaning out of the booth with the phone up to their head saying, there's a storm over here or a fire, stuff like that.
And only in the 1960s would somebody think, where do we want to put this? On top of the roof. A metal phone booth for you to stand in when things get bad weather-wise.
It's even like sealed into the roof and everything. It's awesome. Because, look, when you said that, I'm picturing, like, okay, a station, like a pole. No, it's an actual commercial phone booth.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there's that moment in the Superman remake where he's trying to find one of these phone booths.
Right. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it really is. But that's the kind of stuff you get from Atlas Obscura.
What was the other thing? You said there's two things.
There are a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
And this is just if you're out and about.
I want to see that pretty bad. That's funny.
There really is. There is in Atlanta, Illinois, a Paul Bunyan statue.
Ooh.
That came to life as an eatery, but the eatery is no longer there. And so there's just a big guy holding a huge hot dog. Created in 1966. And there used to be a muffler man. And now this is the guy created for a restaurant at the time or fast food place. And still, the year I was born was the year this was put up.
It's even better than described. His gaze is like looking down on you. He's brightly colored. He looks like just a really tall guy with an absurdly out of proportion hot dog for even a guy that big.
Yeah, the hot dog doesn't even make any sense as his size. And then he's wearing floods.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to see that, too. That's so much fun.
There's just a couple of things. But we've got actual, real things. That when you're out on the road, go hit these things. JustAromaWay.com. We'll tell you about we'll spotlight another place for you to visit. And then starting next week, we'll be giving away family fun kits to get you out to see all this stuff. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and then sunny later with a high over 80. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, partly sunny and a high near 86. And then Friday, we're expecting rain and thunderstorms, high of 86 and some winds gusting over 32 miles per hour. Chance of rain at 80%, and we might see up to 2 inches. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is at 66 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:24.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Brahaney. You may have heard that I've had COVID, and it was a severe case of COVID, and I survived. But I learned that you give up a lot when you get that sick, and you could lose a lot. I'm grateful for everything I have, more so than ever before. I have learned after getting vaccinated that I feel so much more confident being around everyone, but most importantly, my family. Life is getting back to normal because I got vaccinated. Please, folks, get vaccinated.
Find out where to get your COVID vaccine at nowdecatur.com.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, here's the website you need to go to, justaromaway.com. We've partnered up with all of our Newhoff markets. About 1.2 million people live in this Rome zone. And we're giving you all the great family fun activities that are just a Rome away. Literally, get in your car, you drive an hour, 40 minutes, couple hours. You know there's a wolf park in Battleground, Indiana?
I heard you mention that yesterday, but I don't know much about it.
All right. It's about education. It's about conservation. There's a research facility where since 1972, they've been studying wolves, their behavior. And you can check their website right from the Wolf Park portion of justaromaway.com, and they have tours and events. So they've got a watermelon party coming up on July 3rd. Evidently, the wolves love it.
Sounds like fun.
And you can book from $10 to $12 to $100. There's a Follow the Pack tour where you get a classic tour of Wolf Park, and then one of the people will lead you through the park. You can get a Howl Night, you know, where you can visit Wolf Park in the evening and see the animals under a whole new light. And then for $100, there's a private tour. And these are the highly trained education people giving you this guided tour to see the gray wolves, the red foxes, the gray foxes. And they even have a bison that call Wolf Park home. There's sunrise self-guided strolls, twilight self-guided tours, history of Wolf Park. There's all kinds of ways if these animals interest you where you get a really up-close and personal chance to learn about them.
That, I mean,
and they're beautiful.
For $100 to get that private experience, that sounds like, for me, I wanted to do that with the penguins here at Scoville Zoo, but I would love to check out the wolves up there.
Now, for you, you didn't let me finish. Your
okay.
Your specialty tour is also $100, but it's a photography specialty.
Oh, man. Okay.
And you can join Wolf Park's world-renowned wolf photographer, Monty Sloan, for a through-the-fence photo shoot with their ambassador wolves, and you get a world-class photographer giving you the personal photography specialty.
And that's just right in our area. Wow.
It's right in our Rome zone. So go to justaromaway.com. That's in Battleground, Indiana. Starting next week, we'll be giving away family fun kits because it's time to start making memories again. Very stoked. Very excited about this. And I've never been to the Wolf Park. And so far, I have identified every day this week and last a place that neither you or I have actually been to.
That's exactly right. And they sound like something that we would go to had we known about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so then I think if I don't know about it, that means a lot of people don't know.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And there's no harm, no foul. Now you know.
Right.
JustAromaway.com. You can look by theme. You can identify by, you know, geographical area. There's interactive maps. And those family fun kits are on the way starting next week. We'll take a break for stories and news. When we get back here, Tanya Andrews will join us. Got a half hour left. We'll be back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Illinois Department of Transportation is warning about fake emails and texts seeking personal information. Spokesperson Maria Castaneda says it's a phishing scam.
We would never ask for personal information, and specifically, we would never ask for your social security number via a text. So we're recommending that if you do receive a text or email, to delete it.
Castaneda says you should not click on any links in the message, which could put malware on your phone or computer. In honor of Pride Month, DCFS is highlighting the additional employee training and resources offered to address the challenges LGBTQIA+ kids face in the system. DCFS LGBTQI+ Services Chief Marla Kortz says they are working to expand the agency's network of gender-affirming therapists, service providers, and healthcare professionals across the state. She also encourages Illinoisans to consider fostering a youth in care. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden meets with some big city mayors at the White House today and then gives a speech about his administration's strategy for fighting violent crime.
The president will lay out steps on gun safety and support for community policing. The president's crime reduction strategy comes as it was reported the nation's murder rate rose by 25% in 2020.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland at the White House. A Republican filibuster kills the Democrats voting an election reform bill in the Senate. The 50-50 party line vote is 10 short of the 60 votes needed to start debate.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Senate Republicans have signed their names in the ledger of history alongside Donald Trump, the big lie, and voter suppression to their enduring disgrace.
Republicans see elections as a state responsibility, not for Congress to regulate.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high over 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny and a high near 86. And then Friday, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 86, wind gusts over 30 miles per hour, and we might see 1 to 2 inches of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 66 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Kids, we would have said happy hump day. Not all that long ago.
You're trying to make that thing hold on.
I am. I just like the commercial with the camel.
I do too.
Yeah,
my students knew that. I told you that. They recognized it.
Okay. We are sometimes things are classics, like that song you just played.
I love that song.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. And if we were just to throw it away because it's old,
right?
You know, put it out on an iceberg and just let it go. You know.
Yeah, there's only one door and only room for one person on that door.
No, I'm happy about that. All right, I wanted to touch put a finishing touch on a conversation that's been throughout the theme of the entire show since we started at 6 o'clock. And this is the thing that I was talking about, that kids and social media and how long should it last and should stuff that you're, when you're 13 or 14, should you be held accountable, you know, as an adult? I say absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, short of something like just like if you kill somebody or something.
I'm not talking
yeah.
about that.
Yeah, just the missteps.
I would assume, but we know when you break that word down what that means, mm-hmm. that people would be able to separate in their head criminal behavior, yeah. and I woke up today wanting to be offended.
Sure, yeah.
And we take, and even if people are criminals when they're kids, we seal the documents.
Right.
But once on Twitter, it's there forever. So Billie Eilish had to apologize yesterday for lip-syncing to a song that somebody recorded using a slur against Asians, which was in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and I have no reason to not believe her, that she didn't know what the word meant at 13 and didn't realize that it was a racial invective. Why should a 20-something adult have to apologize for lip-syncing a song that was available to her at age 13 using a word she didn't even utter out loud, lip-syncing to somebody else's record? Why is that a thing in America today?
I don't know. Because somebody found it.
No, but do you not think that I am all for social change, and I am all for calling people out for racist behavior? I think we ought to leave 13-year-old kids out of it, especially given the context.
And the fact that they're not 13 years old anymore.
Well, she wasn't throwing that word at somebody.
Right.
She was lip-syncing to a recorded song.
Yeah.
So somebody thought it was okay to record that song.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, what are you offended by?
Nothing. I mean, I guess, you know.
Or the opposite of that answer is everything.
Right. I mean, I guess it's probably okay to say, hey, what's up with this, Billy? And go, I'm not saying that's calling them out. To say,
you know, and I know. And I appreciate that you will benefit the doubt until the last ding-dong of time. I really do, because it keeps me thinking and it makes me. But sometimes, Nick, this is just people who are not interested in anything. They get off on this.
The people that are doing that, what I'm saying is not, I'm not justifying them. Attacking her, accusing her, calling her racist, any of that, I'm not with any of that. I'm saying, like, if somebody stumbled on that and go, hey, what's up with this, and looked into it or said, you know what, she's not really racist. I've never seen pattern of behavior. It's a nothing burger.
It's a nothing burger starting with she's 13 at the time, and she's lip-syncing to a recorded song.
Yeah, I mean, it really
song.
Is. This isn't a good example of it even being anything.
It is the perfect example of how it will never be enough
it
for
won't
some
be enough.
People.
Yeah.
And then the end game isn't for them to just get along with people.
Right.
The end game is we enjoy this cancel thing. And we like to see people pay. And we get off on it.
Yeah, there's some of that for sure.
And I just think this is the danger of the world that we're living in. And 13-year-old kids, let me tell you, if we don't allow teenagers to make mistakes, then we just might as well get rid of teenagers. It's what being a teenager is about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's all documented now. I mean, it's all out there for the world to see. There's not going to be anyone that comes away unscathed these days in terms of it being on record.
But we don't have to acknowledge the silly.
We don't.
And I think every time you force someone to have to come out and apologize for behavior she didn't even realize would be offensive, and she was 13 and had no context of any of that anyway, because she's famous now, you've got to make her apologize. And I think Bill Maher's right to a point on this, is that this is what they want. They want to bring people to their knees, and there's not a single human being, not you, not me, not anyone, mm-hmm. that would withstand the 24/7 scrutiny, including the people that are doing it.
Yeah, no way. No way.
And does it not take away from real battles that need to be had and real things that need to change and real issues when everyone's distracted by this crap?
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, but the real stuff can still be addressed.
But there's only so many hours a day, Nick, and if we spend,
I mean, good point.
All right. And I'm not even a Billie Eilish fan. It's like we take these athletes and they get to the NFL and all of a sudden we find something they used, you know, language they used on Twitter when they were 15. It's like, how can you, I mean, you can say it was wrong. You shouldn't have used that word or whatever. Okay. That's it. I'm done now.
Yeah, it's tough. But I mean, we're growing too at the same time. We are making progress. We're being more tolerant.
Of course we are. But we got to be tolerant of teenagers.
Yeah.
People who are out there on this end of it, and I don't mean everybody who has a cause. I'm talking about the far end of this tolerance police. They don't even really want tolerance.
Right. They'd be out of work.
They would. This has become their industry.
Right. Yeah, and it sucks, too, because that fringe that you're talking about makes it so that you can't have honest conversations because it gets lumped into cancel culture.
That's exactly
or being woke.
What, and also, without any grace, there's no way to grow.
Yeah.
As human beings. So walk the walk or talk the talk. But you got to pick one or the other. We get back on the other side of the break. Tanya Andrews will join us from Crossing Healthcare. We've been talking about mental health and mental wellness, more important than ever before. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit FNBPena.com or visit any of their Central Illinois locations. First National Bank, the Quality Bank.
It's time to make hay with new John Deere hay equipment at Sloan's. Right now, get 0% for 5 years on 6E Series tractors, round balers, and mower conditioners. Or lease your new John Deere hay equipment, like the 460M round baler for just $104.83 per month. 5-year lease, some restrictions apply, subject to approved credit from John Deere Financial. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 8/3/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Powered up with Sloan's.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time. I don't know why. It just makes me happy.
Makes me think of Cheech and Chong.
You know, I hate to admit this, but it makes me think a little bit of Nicolas Cage.
Awesome.
Remember that car theft movie with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty good popcorn film.
Yep.
Back when he was capable of that. All right, Tanya Andrews joins us each and every Wednesday morning from Crossing Healthcare. How are you on this Wednesday?
Well, I'm great, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad.
How does the weather improve our attitude, our health? I mean, isn't it, you wake up and it's nice and sunny and cool. It just makes you happier.
It really does, and I think that there's a concept in mental health or mental wellness called being mindful and aware. And so if you take a minute and just appreciate things like the weather, it leads to better mental wellness and more happiness. And so I think taking the time to notice it is half the battle.
And yet, you know, they have those sun lamps, right? I don't know if that's what they're called. But is that a thing? I notice more and more of that, and I don't know, you know, if it's just what I'm Googling or stuff's falling around. But are those effective?
Yeah, there are conditions for people. So the science is there that there's a seasonal affective disorder. It's been well documented. It's a diagnosable condition that equates a lack of sunshine or bright UV light to depressed mood. And so that has been pretty well documented over time. And there are various lamps that you can purchase, you know, on places like Amazon. You know, they can be purchased, you know, just about any place. And it has been shown to be effective. I think it's something that if you think it's a problem, obviously in the summertime it's not going to be when you notice it. But if you think it's a problem, it's something to definitely have a conversation with your physician. And that is something that is so sort of common and mainstream that even your family doctor can help you navigate that and help you with figuring out how to manage that condition. So yes, it is absolutely a thing, and those lights do. I know people that use them in the winter and speak to their effectiveness.
Yeah, so. I've almost pulled the trigger on that purchase several times, and I don't know what keeps me from doing it. I guess I feel kind of silly, which is silly in itself.
It's part of the stigma. I think that it's oftentimes we think that we should just be fine. But the truth is mental health issues aren't binary, meaning you're not well or sick, right or wrong. It's not like a light switch that's off or on. It's more like a dimmer switch. So when you think about your mental wellness and your mental health, you really have to think of it more of the dimmer switch. And we all know that there's times in our lives where we were dimmed lower and then times in our life where things are brighter. And a lot of people can track the trends in the wintertime to really a depressed mood or sort of turning the dimmer switch down. And so I think it's important to think of it that way. And then when we think about our whole world collectively and our society collectively, we all are kind of dimmed down after this pandemic. So we're all starting to see struggles. And, you know, Brian, it's interesting when you listen to the national news, we hear that things like gun violence are on the rise and on the increase, and all of this is like symptoms of a deeper problem. And I wish that instead of having conversations of how to handle the symptoms, we'd really look at conversations about the root cause.
Oh boy, doesn't it make more sense, right? I mean, we have been always a reactionary society, you know, when it comes to so many of these areas. And you have to be. You have to have police to keep the streets safe, and, you know, people can't, you know, be victims of robberies, and people are acting ridiculous, you know, to airline employees and restaurant employees. And a lot of it, as you said, I don't think the underlying factor is people just being mean-spirited. There's just a mental health crisis in this country right now. So let's tackle the problem and make people productive members of society again, rather than just reacting to the bad behavior on the other side.
I completely agree, and I think the solutions are on so many levels. You know, on the sort of micro level, we can all just take a moment to try to pay attention to the people around us, be kinder, take a deep breath ourselves, manage our own mental health ourselves so that we can present a stronger self to our community and to the people around us. And then on a larger level, really have open conversations if you're in a position to have those kinds of dialogues, because we need to lose the stigma, have clear conversations around policy, and look at this in a bigger way so that we can get access to more services to more people.
You know, in regards to that, you know, I think that there are people willing to have those public conversations. Maybe we just need to create more venues for them to have that. And I pledge to you this morning that you and I can continue to work to do that, because I think, you know, I have in my own life these stories. It's not my story to tell, so I don't tell it, but it is my life, and I know how serious it can be. I feel like breaking down those walls is the only way to get people to realize it's okay. You're not going to harm your professional career. Yeah, some people might stand in judgment, but there's a whole lot of people out there with open arms and very accepting and helpful. And I just think we got to keep knocking it down brick by brick.
I agree, and I think you're absolutely correct. We have to create space to have the conversations and make those spaces, you know, safe for people to have those conversations. And, you know, really at the end of the day, the more people that are open about their own personal challenges, and the more that we get, you know, our society, again, likes to make everything neat and clean and label things right or wrong or good or bad. But mental health, just like our own physical health, again, it's on a continuum. And so when people share their struggles, it means they're having a struggle at that point in time. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them. It means actually on many levels they're healthier than the rest of us because they're being honest. And that's really a healthy thing to be. And so I do think that creating the space, and I think that, you know, the solution oftentimes will lie in technology. I think embracing technological advances, embracing what we've learned through this pandemic is a real solution in connecting people virtually so that they feel like they're not alone and getting more help to individuals who at this moment in time are having a struggle.
Yeah, and the dirty little secret is the resources, if you can get people to come forward and admit this stuff, it's not easy to get connected. I mean, it's easier with the technology, but we don't have nearly enough resources in this community or any community in the United States of America.
You're correct, and I think that is why what we're going to find, the solutions, are connecting people who are in struggle with one another at various levels. It's those old support groups, you know, that, you know, we oftentimes kind of roll our eyes at. But if you look over history and you look over time, when there aren't enough professional support for people, you know, people who have felt similar struggles can and do help one another. And I think there is a lot of opportunity to connect people to those resources. It doesn't replace seeking professional help, and I want to make that clear, but it certainly helps people not to feel alone and to have the courage to seek help and also to have someone help you navigate how to seek help. So there's a lot that can be done.
All right, let's keep working on it. I appreciate you, Tanya. As always, have a great day. Tanya Andrews, Crossing Healthcare. I value her so much, not just as a position, you know, in the community, but just her as a human being.
Oh, no question about it. She's generous with her time and her expertise.
I cannot tell you. I barely can scratch the surface. Personally,
yeah.
You know, and in my family and in personal life. All right. We've got a couple of minutes left. I have one last message to, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I just talked myself out of it. After the conversation I just had.
Yeah.
I don't want to end things on that note.
Yeah, we've had
it's a note that needs to be addressed.
We'll pick a different day.
Or somebody else can do it.
Yeah.
My only baseline point was I was reading a story yesterday that Liz Cheney now has to have 24-hour security.
Oh, come on, man.
And, you know, if that's who you want to be, I guess, or that's what you want to be a part of in the name of progress or whatever, there's got to be, not just here, everywhere, some serious gut check conversations in this country right now.
Yeah.
And every minute we spend talking about Billie Eilish's 13-year-old self is a minute we can't spend about how do we bridge gaps of differences and make our country better. And these death threats and threats, and stuff, they got to go away.
Yeah.
Because I think these people enjoy this the way the cancel people enjoy that. I mean, it's just manifest your anger, your mental health by making somebody the enemy.
Yeah. It's bullying.
It truly is. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So I felt very bad for her. Whatever you think of her or her votes or her stance or her, it took courage and still takes courage because she's now under protection by armed guards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Does that make you feel good? And sadly enough, there's somebody right now shaking their head going, yeah, that's about right. You're the problem. We'll take one last break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny later with a high just over 80. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny and a high of 86. And then Friday, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms, a high of 86, wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour, and up to 2 inches of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 70 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:53.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
At TimberTech, we use advanced technology to produce decking products that look and feel the most like real wood. And while this process takes more time and investment, we simply can't afford to do it any other way. That's because we can't afford to look like plastic. We can't afford decking that fades or stains. And we simply cannot afford to offer anything less than the best warranties. Because after all, you simply cannot afford anything less. TimberTech, go against the grain.
Maroa Lumber has you covered for all of your TimberTech needs. Visit us on Main Street in Maroa today.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent. You're like me, striving to make sense of what seems like a culture gone crazy with far too many crazies. And I wonder, where did they all come from? And why did they just show up now? I've hosted WSOY's Direct Line since 2005. I'm clergy, yep, a preacher. I preach with all sorts of questions and queries that probably echo your thoughts, public and private. I might even have some questions you've not considered, particularly about the crazies. On Direct Line, we examine the stuff of the day, seeing if there's any religious link to what's occurring in our community, around the globe, the sorts of questions those events bring to us, including the crazies. And I'm interested in what you think, too, so join me each Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. on News Talk 1340 AM WSOY and 103.3 FM with streaming and podcasts available at nowdecatur.com. We'll chat about this and that and that and this, striving to make some sense of the crazies in your life, my life, and even the really wild crazies the other crazies don't understand.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, I'm not sure this is for public consumption, but they didn't put any disclaimer on it, so we'll get into this a little bit more tomorrow. But I got the feedback from Edgewater & Associates. You know, they're the group working with the Decatur Park District about the next 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And so there was an email that I received a few minutes ago breaking down who all they talked to, the organizations they interviewed, and then the priorities, and then the specific project mentions, what you love, where the challenges are, and then what's coming next. There's going to be feedback surveys in July, public meeting in August, and they're going to then present the complete inventory, outreach summary, identified needs and goals, and a draft action plan available in September. So that's just the timeline. But I bring this up, Nick, because I know this will make you happy. They're calling it the top five priorities, but they haven't narrowed it down, so there's way more than five.
Right, okay. I like those lists.
Harness the energy of volunteers. Many people are already doing so much work for the parks. Identify community leaders, neighborhood ambassadors, create a database for communication, and consider how to support these people. Activate waterfront with mixed use. Keep Edge open to the public. Build on success of Nelson's Park Lakeshore Landing, including rentals to attract young people and families. Trails, all types of trails, walking, cycling, water trails. Consider need for the conservation district to manage the PD's natural areas. Splash pads in key locations. Transportation, getting kids to programs. Pursuing more grants. Improvements in urban parks. Jasper, Cloquet, Lions. Diversity, inclusion, representation, and then esports is on that list.
I knew it had to be. I wonder if I had anything to do with that. I hope I did.
I was pushing it.
All right.
It's interesting when you bring an outside group in that doesn't have any built-in bias.
Right.
You get some honest feedback, good and bad. I mean, there are challenges, too.
Oh, for sure.
And it's going to be, it's just an interesting way of looking at things.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, that list sounds awesome. And if they can build on the momentum of the previous 10, then I think it's only going to be better.
Well, I think that the leader of the, I believe his name's Greg Edgewater, Greg from Edgewater, said this is one of the few communities, you know, he's been involved with in a number of times that actually completed right. About 90% of their master plan.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Absolutely is. Hey, that's it for us. We'll be back with you bright and early tomorrow morning. The City Hall Insider will be with us, among others. Don't forget to go to justaromaway.com to plan what you're going to do when we give away those family fun kits starting next week. If you missed any of the show today, podcast presented and driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group and available at nowdecatur.com. Enjoy the sunshine. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Richland Community College, in partnership with the Macon County Health Department, will be offering COVID vaccine clinics during June, July, and August for both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. The Pfizer vaccine will be offered to those ages 12 or older, and a parent or guardian must be present for ages 12 to 17. This Richland students enrolled for summer or fall 2021 who receive the vaccine at the clinic or show their vaccine card fully vaccinated will receive a $50 credit to the Richland Cafe. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.